You are back on record.
Okay.
At 10:06 a.m.
We are back on record. All right. Let's now tackle 5B1, case 1844. Oops, excuse me. Thank you.
No,
1844.
You have not done
5B1. 5B1, 1844, Christian Patterson. And I do have a speaker slip, I believe. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I did see your request to move forward on the agenda. I apologize for the delay. Okay. A review of the complaint, please.
Complaint 1844, Mr. Kristen Patterson. The allegations are that Mr. Patterson failed to see home health patients from 9/25/18 through 9/28/18. This case is for your review.
Thank you. Mr. Patterson, would you pronounce your first name for me?
Christian.
Sorry, I gave you a foreign spin, apparently. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay. Would you like to make a statement of any kind?
I'll just be making a statement.
Okay.
In reviewing this, I took a pretty close look at the statutes. Obviously, the board is...
Excuse me, sorry. Would you state your name for the record?
Oh, I apologize. Mark Frank, counsel for Kristen Patterson.
Thank you, Mark.
The executive director did a very good job of summarizing our response and the report that you have in front of you. We do admit that he did not report to work. I think it's important to note that there were no documentation issues. There's no allegation of falsified records or that he was making any representations, that he was seeing patients in his capacity as a PTA. The most important thing that I do want to draw the board's attention to is the statute. The board should not only pay attention to the statutes in isolation, but also within the broader chapter of which they're written. And that would be the difference between the PTA disciplinary statute and the PT disciplinary statute. And there's a significant difference. 3220.44.4, which is for the PT, includes failure to act within the statute, whereas the PTA statute does not have that language in there. Because it doesn't have that language in there, we have to assume that the legislature intentionally did not include that language within the statute. So therefore, not seeing patients or not reporting to work doesn't fall within the disciplinary statute for a PTA.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would just like to make the comment for our executive director. I am looking at the investigative report.
Yes.
And do we need to indicate that on page 3 there is a...
So he was cited for the wrong... He was cited for... I assume this is what you're talking about? 2044-4?
Yes.
Instead of 2044-5?
Yes.
We've made that correction
Thank you. The
informal hearing and have notified counsel and Mr. Patterson of the change to make it congruent with his certification.
Thank you.
I could ask a question as well. That same box it looks as though there's verbiage that says the board may elect to open a complaint against Jason Branson, PT. Is that the supervising PT for that month?
So there is a recommendation that you may consider potentially the supervising physical therapist at this time, which was identified as Mr. Jason Branson.
Thank you so much for clarification.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Mr. Patterson, can you explain to me what the correspondence or communication was between you and your supervising physical therapist on any given day about how appropriate the PT, the patients were to be seen by you?
And I apologize, and perhaps this is just the little bit of criminal background that I have. But at this time, I have instructed him to not answer any questions. I understand that there may be an investigation on another PT, and then perhaps through that investigative process it could be done. But it's our position that there's no violation here, and therefore I've asked him to not answer any questions.
There is a violation if he is not speaking to his supervising PT to know the acuity of the patient he's seeing.
Certainly. But it's that wasn't, I didn't look into that. We haven't prepared for that type of allegation, and that's not.
With all due respect, that's not our problem. I'd like to know how, in the course of his profession, how he is speaking to his physical therapist, knowing he is able to treat those patients. Because that, by law, he's supposed to do.
Understood. Go ahead.
We would either communicate over the phone or through email regarding whether I did see patients.
Okay. So what happened in this incident?
Just done working there.
Did you just not know that you're supposed to have these patients?
I just decided that I no longer wanted to work for the company.
Did you inform them of that?
No.
Okay. Well, that wasn't very professional.
I personally agreed. No show, no call is obviously not the way to conduct yourself. But professional, in a statutory sense, I do not believe that it was unprofessional conduct. But I believe your exact phrasing probably is correct, that it was not very professional of him to do that. However, under the statute, doesn't rise to the level of unprofessional conduct.
That's your opinion.
My opinion as well. I don't think this is a statutory violation, and I would dismiss.
I agree. It's just I don't agree that you don't answer questions about how you're supposed to be speaking to your physical therapist about how appropriate it is for you to see a patient, because that's what they're supposed to do.
I know. I need you to ask a question.
So we have a motion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the motion?
To dismiss.
Do we have a second?
Second.
2 seconds. Any discussion?
I'm going to make Mr. Clinton second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
I believe I'd like to make a motion to open a complaint against Jason Branson, physical therapist.
Second.
Motion and seconded.
So what's the basis
of the things that are listed underneath? He should have been in communication with the PTA to know who the patients were, etc.
And if he comes in and says, I called Mr. Patterson, Mr. Patterson didn't answer my call, I emailed Mr. Patterson, he didn't respond to my email.
Then he should have made sure somebody else or himself should have seen the patient.
I was going to say, I don't think that then.
You don't think the patient paid it.
Correct.
So you have a first and a second on a motion to open a complaint against Jason Branson. I would assume for the identified two violations, potential
correct.
Violations of law.
Yes. ARS 32-200-3444. ARS 32-200-446.
Any further discussion? Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, can I do a two-minute break? Is that in my jurisdiction?
You may take a two-minute break at 10:15.